If you watch TV during the 1970s, you may recall a silver-haired pop icon named Mule Gibbons. Mr. Gibbons was an author and wild food forager. He wrote a best-selling book titled Stalking the Wild Asparagus. He even starred in a popular TV ad for Grape Nuts cereal. "Their taste reminds me of wild hickory nuts," Mr. Gibbons used to say. "I've lived in towns most of my life, but I never forgot about Mule Gibbons. The idea of eating food that most people find unfit for human consumption has always intrigued me. So 5 years ago, when my wife and I bought an old farmhouse on 4 acres, it was time to rekindle my fantasy. However, instead of being a forager, I decided to save on shoe leather by growing wild edibles in our big backyard. Until recently, most of our property was worn-out Michigan farmland. My mission has been to restore the native species that thrived here before titanium-strength herbicides and $300,000 tractors came along. I've planted hazelnuts, beech nuts, butternuts, and chestnut saplings, along with raspberries, gooseberries, serviceberries, wild plums, and apple trees. While most of my trees and shrubs have survived, their growth rate has been glacially slow. During this year's meager harvest, I picked 3 quarts of raspberries, 4 cups of gooseberries, 2 dozen serviceberries, 3 apples, none bigger than a tennis ball, and a single lonely chestnut. As I told my wife, perhaps that's why they call it a chestnut tree. But despite the skimpy yields, there have been some positive consequences. By inspecting my plants and studying guidebooks, I've learned to identify numerous edible species. I've also made a startling and humbling discovery, namely, that many of the wild plants I'm trying to establish already grow wild nearby. Last fall, we made cookies from hickory nuts that were gathered from a tree near a driveway. This summer, I found a blackberry thicket growing by a creek just a quarter mile away. They were past their peak when I found them, but we still picked enough for a juicy blackberry pie. Then last spring, along a farm fence 100 yards from home, I noticed a small tree awash in a blizzard of pinkish-white blossoms. I knew it was an American plum from the photo in my guidebook. By late summer, clusters of rosy pink fruit hung from its upper branches. For 2 weeks, I feasted on wild plums whenever I walked the dog in that direction. I've also found a dozen elderberry bushes, and notably, a hazelnut bush that's the size of our Ford sedan. When the hazelnuts turn ripe, you can bet I'll be back to pick a bucketful. Meanwhile, back at the mini ranch, I'm getting ready for fall. I'm wrapping fragile tree trunks to protect them from deer and mice. I'm pruning dead shoots and adding new layers of mulch. But I'm also resting easier. All around me, I've found wild plants that neither toil nor spin, yet are healthy and productive just the same. As I work to create my personal paradise, it's good to know that the original creation is still within arm's reach.